It is a quiet and seasonably cold Friday afternoon across New York and western New England. High temperatures are up into the 20s today, and it's not really that windy, so after we've had several days with breezy conditions this week, a lighter wind makes it feel pretty pleasant as we wrap up this work week. The air is dry, our dew point temperatures are running mainly in the single digits, and that dry air does play a rather significant role in our forecast as we work through the next 24 to 36 hours. Of course, there's much focus on the major winter storm that will hit mainly to our south during the day tomorrow. Blizzard warnings are in effect from New York City and Long Island, south through New Jersey, back towards Baltimore and Washington, D.C. This storm is likely to break some snowfall records for some areas to our south. But as the storm comes off the coast tomorrow morning, off the Virginia coast, give or take, the storm is expected to take more of an eastward track than a turn to the northeast, and that would take most of the intense part of this storm out to sea, stopping it from coming into our area. It looks like we will still be on the northern fringe of the system, and that dry air I mentioned will really eat away at the northern side of the storm, so there's going to be a rather sharp cutoff between very little or no snow and a plowable snow, and I'm still thinking that I-84 is a reasonably good dividing line between the plowable snow to the south and maybe some snow showers or flurries to the north, and it's possible that we could see a few snow showers maybe as far north as the capital region. This is all, of course, dependent upon the exact track of the storm, and if it does jog a little bit farther north, then we will have to lift that accumulating snow line a little bit farther north as well. But for now, for areas along and south of I-84, plan for accumulating snow through tomorrow into tomorrow night. Several inches will be likely. Elsewhere tomorrow, it's a bright day across the north, cloudier farther south, of course, and it will be quite breezy, especially south of Albany, as we go through the day on Saturday. By Sunday, any stormy weather will exit. We'll have dry weather to wrap up the weekend. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, partly cloudy and cold, low in the single digits to lower teens. Tomorrow, partly to mostly sunny, high in the 20s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, partly cloudy and cold, low in the single digits to lower teens. Tomorrow, variably cloudy, with highs in the 20s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a chance of late snow showers, low in the teens to near 20. And for tomorrow, cloudy, with periods of snow likely, breezy, high 26 to 32. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. For tonight, variably to mostly cloudy, low in the teens. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy and breezy. There is the chance of a flurry in the capital region, with a better chance south and into the Berkshires, with highs in the 20s. Region-wide on Sunday, partly sunny, with highs in the 20s and 30s, and on Monday, partly sunny, with highs in the 30s. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.